What is a mystery? A mystery is something that is difficult or even impossible to understand or explain. This is the Nox Podcast, and I am the listener. During our time together, I will enlighten you on mysteries from all corners of the globe that have yet to be solved. Now, many people head to work in the morning and turn on their favorite station during their commute. Some listen to breaking news, while others listen to the newest hit song on the radio. Everybody knows that not all radio stations are the same, and that's a fact. However, what if I told you of a station that was just downright eerie? The people of Russia have been listening to a station unlike any other for at least the last 40 years. UVB-76, or the buzzer, as some people would call it, is an AM station and has been broadcasting on the 4,625 kHz frequency since as early as 1973. Now, there's no news, or even songs on this station. Instead, daily listeners are subjected to a monotonous buzzing tone, which repeats itself 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As if that isn't odd enough, the signal is sometimes interrupted and replaced by a voice transmission. During these transmissions, the voice can be heard to say names such as Boris, Olga, and Mikhail, and they are repeated by a random order of numbers. Imagine listening to that on the way to work. Maybe this trap music isn't that bad after all. Now, Russia, being the extremely large country that it is, obviously has no shortage of its own mysteries. Perhaps the most haunting mystery of all begins with 9 Russian hikers. In January of 1959, a group of college students from the Ural Polytechnic Institute, along with a ski instructor, embarked on an expedition which was meant to lead them to Otorten Mountain, which is located in the northern Ural mountain range. What started out as a normal expedition, however, quickly spiraled into an out-of-control nightmare. Photos and journal entries found at the team's campsite suggested that all was well during the first 10 days of the trip. However, when the team decided to set up camp on the 10th night, something straight out of a horror story occurred. I should inform you that the locals of the area called the ridge in which they were camped on the Dead Mountain, and it would most certainly live up to this name. At some point during the team's camp, during the evening, something caused them to leave their campsite in the most unusual of ways. It seemed as if they cut themselves out of their tents. And if that wasn't strange enough, most of the group left with no footwear or clothes. No one knows why they had to abandon their campsite in such haste. After leaving, the team made its way off the ridge and down to the timberline to find shelter. Upon reaching the timberline, the group proceeded to build a fire. This would make sense, as the winters in the Ural Mountains could be extremely cold. After spending some time at the campfire, however, 3 of the group, realizing that the fire would not keep them all warm, seemingly and oddly headed back to the original campsite. One would question why they wanted to leave and go back to the spot where they cut themselves out of their tent. It would be the last time that they were seen alive, as they would die on the slope, never making it to the original site. 4 more of the group would venture deeper into the woods and were not seen from again, and the remaining 2 stayed at the campsite in which they were found later that month. In February, when the team was found, medical examiners who performed autopsies on the first 5 found deduced that these members passed away due to complications of hypothermia, yet they still could not explain as to why they left the camp in the first place. They wouldn't have any more answers until The last four were found later in May. Their bodies were discovered at the bottom of a ravine and were found hardly dressed. This seems to go along with the theory that the hikers perished due to hypothermia. This is because one of the symptoms of hypothermia is feeling tremendously hot. And that would be why the campers were found without clothes and socks. Autopsies later performed on the most recently found four members cast this incident into even murkier waters, though. Three of the members were found with life-threatening injuries that could not be explained. One of the members were found without the tongue or eyes. She was also missing parts of her lips, and her skull had been smashed in. These four members were thought to have died in an avalanche, but it was starting to appear more likely that this was not the culprit. Another member of the four was found with massive internal injuries that could be compared to that of a high-speed car accident. And another one found with a large amount of trace radiation on their body. Now, what possibly could have transpired to have caused these injuries? Nobody really knows. And since the hikers took the secret to the grave with them, we may never know. I would like to thank you on joining me on this journey. I appreciate you taking time out of your day to listen to the stories that I can bring to you. I am the listener, and until next week, thank you for listening.